Hello, I'm Neville Black and I'm very pleased to be joining Vicar Paul and my friend Michael Morris in participating in this series of recorded talks for our parishioners. I understand that the theme of these talks is understanding the love of God. I've had an interesting time this year as I've been rethinking through some of my basic understandings of the Christian faith. I have been helped very much in this direction by following the writings of a Church of Scotland minister called Philip Newell, who at one stage was director of the Iona community in Scotland. I'd like to start by getting you to think about a lovely fuchsia bush that I have developed at the front of my house in Montford Drive. In its splendour, when fully out in the summer, it's a mass of beautiful red and purple flowers. But last week, my gardener came and cut it back very severely, so much so that last week it looked completely dead and lifeless. But in the last few days, as the weather has eased and the sun has come out, as I look today, I could see that already the new little leaves and flowers are beginning to emerge. This helps me in a new way to understand something at a deeper level of the reality of God's love in the world around us. In this case, it's God being involved as not only the original creator who set the whole process off, but is involved as a continuing creator in the world of plant, animals, humans, what is going on around us. And in spite of all the hostility and the difficulties in the world, this ongoing creation, for me, is the most powerful demonstration of the reality of God's love at work all the time. And because of the reality of that love in action, as it were, in this case, in the evidence that I see in a fuchsia bush at the front of my house, it helps me to get hold of and touch and make sense of for myself how real that love of God is and continues to be. In turn, however, we need to have eyes to see and ears to hear what is being done ahead in front of us. Also in Liverpool this day, as I drove round, I was amazingly aware of the magnificent array of daffodils throughout this city. Some of you will remember that the planting of daffodils in many of our parks was initiated by the hospice, the Marie Curie Hospice in Speke, as a fundraiser. But it serves again as a wonderful, powerful reality of the ongoing nature of the created order, and of a God and God's love that is beyond and is driving that continuous creation. I find it helps me to have a much more dynamic understanding of the nearness and the reality of that love at work. It doesn't blind me also to being aware of the difficulties in the world involved in illness, the virus, hostilities between nations. But the continuous creation serves as a reminder that God's love cannot be eradicated, cannot be obliterated by human sin or evil. So I leave you with a lovely prayer written by Philip Newell, which goes like this. Unseeable, I have seen you this day in the light of the skies, in the green of the earth, in flowing waters. Untouchable, I have felt you this day in the warmth of the sun, in the wildness of wind, in the touch of another, in and beyond my senses, in taste and touch and sound, your mystery has been made known. At the ending of the day, in the darkness of the night, in and beyond my senses, let me know your presence, O God. Let me know your everlasting presence. And I would add, and may I discover afresh the reality of your love all around us in the world as we see. Thank you for allowing me to be part of this program. Goodbye.